Most of us will change jobs a few times over the course of our professional career, professional lifetimes. However, how many of us have stayed at jobs longer than we should have because we missed the signs telling us that it was time to leave and move on? Hello, everyone. My name is Reeves. And today we're going to talk about four signs that are telling you that it's time to change your job. Number one, you do not see any opportunity to improve yourself. If you do not see anywhere within the organization for growth, you may question why you are even there. Every job should have pathways, which gives you the ability to improve yourself, whether it be educational opportunities like going back to college, junior college, or universities, enhanced job training, networking events so that you can meet with individuals within the leadership hierarchy of your company, or even career advancement. Every job should have a vehicle that allows you the ability to improve your skills or build on your professional relationships. However, if you start to realize that there is nothing you can gain from your job, you may start to get frustrated. And even more so, if the job does not offer any educational opportunities or pathways for promotions, or even the ability to meet and interact with individuals within the company who can provide you with valuable career insight, you may start to feel like you're just going to a job and collecting a paycheck. Professional and personal growth are key parts to your individual development. Your job should be a great vehicle for improving yourself, but on both levels of personal and professional growth. If you start to feel like your job is not helping you grow in either way, whether it be personally or professionally, it might be time to reevaluate whether you should remain at that job. Number two, the culture of your job has changed. If the culture of the job that you're working is no longer enjoyable, you may need, or you may feel the need, to leave your job sooner than later. Every job has its own culture. Whether it be highly structured on one end or laid back on the other, the employment culture plays a crucial role in determining whether you even stay there. If the culture is consistent with your personality, your work ethic, and how you like to interact, you may stay at a job longer than you expect just due to the nature and the culture of the job that you're working. However, if the culture of your job changes in a way or a manner that stresses you, you may be faced with a very difficult challenge. This challenge is whether you treat this change in your culture either as a temporary change, you know, kind of in the hopes that your old culture will return, or trying to adapt to this new culture, which actually stresses you out even more. The reality is that most of us base our employment experience on the culture of the job, not only at the time that we're hired, but also and the culture of the job during the best times when you're actually working there. However, it's important for you to recognize that if you notice a shift in the culture, you may be moved to start thinking that this job culture is not the best culture suited for you. Number three, the reason for staying at the job has changed. Or more importantly, your reason for staying at the job has changed. If the reason you're staying at a job is no longer there, you now have to ask yourself the question, why are you still at this job? Everyone has a reason for why they applied for a job. The reason can be as simple as, I need a job. Or it can be something even a little bit more complex about, I need a job until something else happens. That something else can be a variety of things, which includes finishing school or paying off a big expense or just waiting for a different opportunity. We all typically have a reason going in as to why we take a particular job. But ask yourself this question. What if the reason for being at that job has changed? So say, for instance, say you got a job while you were in college or you were in trade school, or if you got a job to pay off a loan, Or if you got a job so that you can get a certain type of experience. Now, let's assume that you've actually completed all those specific reasons for why you got that job. So now I have to ask you, why are you still there? How many of us have stayed at a job long after we've achieved our goal in terms of the reason for why we're there, and now our reason has actually changed? Now, there is nothing wrong with changing your reason for staying. You may decide that you have no plan and you need the security. You may decide that you have a new reason, or even something as simple as you like the job and you do not want to leave it. All of those reasons are perfectly fine. The problem comes when you find yourself staying at a job for absolutely no reason. And as a result, you find yourself questioning, why are you even still there? Which brings me to the biggest sign that you need to pay attention to that's telling you that it's time to change your job. Number four, you stopped caring. When you have no care for the job you're working, you really need to evaluate whether you should still be working there. This sign is probably the clearest indicator that you have probably been at your job longer than you should have. When I say that you stopped caring, I'm not just talking about the job itself. I'm talking about specific aspects of how you view the job and how you do the job. You stop caring about the work. You get to this particular point where you're going through the motions of doing what you're doing. You know the job, so you know what needs to be done. You know how long it'll take, and so you do the bare minimum based on what is actually required of you. And unfortunately, that is all you care to do, just the bare minimum. You stopped caring about the energy you bring to the job. Now, no one is saying that you have to be a cheerleader at your job. However, when you start acting like you do not even care about the job, you're going to see that in your energy. And how people receive that energy may make people not want to associate with you. You stopped caring about what happens at your job. Most companies try to promote a team environment. So if you've reached this point where you do not care at all what happens, whether it be positively or negatively to the team, it may be a sign that you have checked out from the job. And the biggest stop, this is the one you should pay attention to, the biggest stop is that you stop caring about the consequences of your actions. Now, this is usually the point where you do not care what happens to you at your job. You do not care if you're late. You do not care if management has a problem with you leaving early. You do not even care about getting written up or even disciplined. You do not care how your actions affect your reputation. And then, of course, the boom for it all, you do not care even if you're fired. Let me tell you that if you've reached this point where you don't care at all like that, you probably have stayed at your job longer than you should have stayed. Part of my point of view is to let you know that depending on how long you've been at a job, making the decision to leave your job is a huge decision. We all know that. However, keep in mind that if you start having these signs that are telling you and presenting themselves to you that you've probably been there longer than you should, this is probably telling you that you may have already left your job mentally. So it's important that you pay attention to these signs and signals and start making moves that will benefit you professionally for what you are trying to achieve for yourself for your future.